Skills Test 3. Listening. 1. Fiona.
My husband and I have our own company. 5 years ago, we bought a baker's shop in town. We borrowed money from the bank and even had to sell our house. We moved into a tiny flat above the shop. It was difficult at the beginning, as we knew very little about baking and even less about being shopkeepers. But we learned the trade little by little, and now the business is growing fast. Last year, we bought another 2 small shops in town, and we hired trained shop assistants. We both love our work, but we would like to start a family soon. And hopefully, in a year or two, there will be kids running around, enjoying the life we have built for them.
2. Jason.
I studied electrical engineering at university. When I graduated, I started work at a car factory. It was a well-paid job, but very stressful. I had to work long hours and never had a proper holiday. After a couple of years, I was fed up. I decided to travel around the world for 6 months, and when I returned, I found an advertisement online for a trainee electrician. I've always liked fixing things, and I love working on my own, so it suits me perfectly. I don't earn a fortune, but it's enough for me. My parents think I'm a failure, but I'm satisfied with life. I'm happy with what I have.
3. Peter.
My parents wanted me to become a lawyer and earn good money. Well, my life turned out very differently. In my last year at university, I met my wife, Bori, who's Hungarian. She always told me Hungary was a welcoming society, but when I first arrived there, I must admit it was quite a culture shock. I didn't speak a word of Hungarian, and Bori had to help with the simplest things. But one thing I can do is speak English, so I decided to start an English school. At the moment, I'm the only teacher, but I know success will come. I intend to stay and make Hungary my home. So I'm not going to give up.
4. Donna.
When I was a teenager, I dreamt about becoming a cycling world champion one day. I trained hard and never had a day off. Then I had an accident when I was 22. I was riding fast in the pouring rain when I slipped and fell. I had an operation and then physiotherapy, but I think I already knew my sporting career was over. I became depressed and I had to get professional help to get over it. But I have learned to accept it, and these days I work as a sports consultant. I help other sports people deal with bad times and to set new goals for the future. It's not how I imagined my life would be. But at least I'm helping others so they don't have to suffer alone.
5. Chris.
I spend most of my life in restaurants, so I don't enjoy eating out that much. Sometimes I feel jealous of food critics. They're paid to eat the food even if they don't enjoy it. Perhaps I should have been a critic too. I work at a beach cafe in Ibiza during the summers. I serve breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, you name it. Out of season, when the cafe's closed, I have a second job in a restaurant in Cambridge. But I always look forward to the summer because that means I can go back to Ibiza again. There's nothing I don't know about being a waiter. That's what I've been doing all my life. And I think it's a great way to earn a living.